You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, I am so excited about the program this morning. You know, usually in the summer, let's face it, we're all kind of slowing down a little bit. We relax, you know, maybe we do, radio shows that, you know, are good, but maybe, you know, not our top level. Today, we've got a top level show for you, though. And Mike May's looking a little bit mad at me behind the screen, but he knows what I'm talking about. But today we've got a top level show for you guys. And you know what that is? It's that we have two phenomenal guests on our program today. Guests who are regularly on national radio programs. One is Libby Gray, who's the executive director of Project Reality. And I've seen her. I just said her maiden name. It's Libby Mackey. Libby Mackey. She's been married for like 2 years, and I still can't get her name right. Libby Mackey, who is the executive director of Project Reality. And this organization serves more than 140,000 teens all over the United States, one of the largest abstinence education programs in the nation. I've seen this girl on CNN, MSNBC, and she is phenomenal. So she's going to be our first guest on the program today, talking about federal funding for abstinence education. It is at risk, folks, but you can make a difference, and we're going to be talking about that. And then our second guest for the second half of the hour this morning will be Jeff Cavins, who many of you know. He was the host on Relevant Radio for many years of Morning Air, and he's a renowned speaker, author, and scripture scholar, and he's going to be chatting with us for the second half of this hour to talk about an exciting opportunity coming up in Chicago, the Called to Lead Conference, which will be coming up in mid-July. But before we get into that, I want to just share with you two really exciting things. First of all, as many of you know, we had a really exciting prayer vigil this past Saturday with Bishop Gustavo Garcia Sierra, who is the Episcopal Vicar of Vicariate 5 for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And we began with Mass at St. Michael's Parish in Orland Park, and we had about 700 people turn out for Mass, and then about 400 to 500 processed over with Bishop Gustavo, prayerfully processed over to Planned Parenthood Express in Orland Park. And it was a really powerful event. Bishop Gustavo's witness was so moving. He said, "By what authority do we do these things? Do we witness to the gospel of life? By the authority of Christ, and that it's Christ's work. It's not our own personal agendas, but rather this is the work of the Lord to protect human life from conception and natural death." Very powerful. Bishop Gustavo, thank you so much for your amazing witness. Father Michael Hack, the pastor at St. Michael's, thank you for having this Mass there. And I also want to thank Ann Scheidler of Pro-Life Action League, who put this all together, and Sheila Bettinardi. The South Side flexed its muscle, Sheila. Way to go. The Vicariate 5 Respect Life Coordinator. What a huge turnout. I mean, when you've got 500 people processing in 90-degree heat more than a mile and praying outside for more than an hour, I mean, it is just powerful. So it was really a beautiful event. And many thanks to all who put that together. And also, while I'm mentioning the Pro-Life Action League, they're having their Face the Truth tour July 7th through 14th. And if you're interested in participating in that, you can call 773-777-2900. That's 773-777-2900. And the second thing I wanted to share with you about real briefly is that Mitch Streedle of the Respect Life Office will be traveling to Mangu, Zambia, starting this Sunday. He'll be going with a small diocesan contingent. Four people are going from the Archdiocese of Chicago to the Diocese of Mangu, where they will be helping Bishop Duffy. We'll be helping and we'll also be learning from them. But Mitch is going to be sharing with them information on abstinence education, and specifically the Project Reality programs is one of the things that he'll be showing them, post-abortion healing, and also assistance to expectant women in need. So it's going to be a great trip, and we're so excited that Mitch is going to be heading to the Diocese of Mangu to share and also to learn from them as well. So we're very excited about that. And now, I'm very excited to introduce our first guest for the program this morning, and that is Libby Mackey. She is the director of Project Reality, which, as I mentioned, is an abstinence education organization that serves more than 140,000 teens from throughout the United States. Libby, welcome to Life Talk.
Thank you, Mary Louise. It's great to be here, and it's great to hear about all the wonderful work that you're doing.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Libby. It's great to have you on the show. We're always excited to have you on the program. And, Libby, before we get into our topic of today, which is talking about abstinence education and the federal funding, I just wanted to compliment you. I can't remember now what program I saw you on. It was something on CNN, but where you just... basically, I mean, I'm pro-life, but you might say dismembered your opposition. You were so effective. What was that program that, and then I gave you a call afterwards. I know you do many of these national shows.
I think it was MSNBC.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it was that guy. I can't remember what his name is. Brown hair. You know, I'm not really into these celebrities. But anyway, you did a terrific job on that program. It was just wonderful.
Thank you.
So it's great to have you on the show today, and we're really excited to have you. And some of our listeners may have a question or a comment. You can give us a call at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979 if you want to give a call, talk with Libby Gray, ask her questions, make comments. We've got a national expert with us on the phone today. And Libby, tell us a little bit first of all about the federal funding that is currently being provided for abstinence education in the United States.
Sure, Mary Louise. It's really an important and timely moment to have this interview because abstinence education funding right now at the federal level is at risk, and I don't say that lightly. It's actually very important that your listeners know about this and that they, if they feel so-called, that they call in and talk to their federal representatives about this issue because in the next month, federal funding for abstinence education could be eliminated as we now know it.
Wow, that's remarkable because we've had this funding for, what, at least, I think, 7 or 8 years, or no, more than a decade, actually.
For 10 years, and wow. It started, just a brief history for your listeners, it started in 1996, the abstinence education program, and it's funded through Title V, which sounds very technical, but Title V, abstinence education program, and it was part of the Welfare Reform Act that was signed into law by President Clinton. And the idea was that the more we keep teens and help teens understand the important benefits of abstinence until marriage, the less out-of-wedlock pregnancies that we'll have, and therefore the less out-of-wedlock births we'll have, and therefore there will be less children living in poverty, and these children would have a chance to grow up and get married and raise children in two-parent households. And so this was seen as a very important part of the Welfare Reform Act.
And that's very interesting. So President Clinton was actually, it was during his tenure that abstinence education funding was initiated.
That's right. It was signed into law by President Clinton in 1996. And the timeliness of that now is not that welfare reform is gone, but that in December of this past year, abstinence education, through a technical error, you might call it, who knows if it was deliberate or not, was taken out of welfare reform. So abstinence education was separated from welfare reform. And that was right around the same time when a Democratic majority happened in the House and Senate. And, this is not a partisan issue at all. But unfortunately, at the federal level, there are many Democrats who do not support the abstinence education message, as well as many Republicans who don't support it. Mm-hmm. And now that we have a situation where several of those Democrats and Republicans who don't support abstinence education funding are in power, they are basically going to let the program expire as of June 30th.
Wow.
Unless enough people call in and basically demand that this funding be reauthorized and reinstated.
Now, how much money are we talking about here when we're saying that this funding could expire?
It's $50 million a year, and basically that is, it's $50 million for the 50 states, and there are a few states who have decided, unfortunately, to decline from taking the funding, And so that means it's probably a little less than $50 million because that funding just goes back into the federal treasury if the state doesn't take it. But it's a portion to the states by population. And here in Illinois, just to give you an example, there are about 30 programs that function on this federal funding. And states have to, or the programs have to match the funding, $3 for every $4 of state funding that they receive. So it is a matched program, which means that the community has to be invested, which is very important.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to do this. So 30 programs in Illinois receive this federal funding, and it's $50 million a year. I mean, in a way, you know, I think, wow, that's a huge amount of money, especially when you think about my office's budget. But at the same time, that's a very small amount when we're talking about the entire budget for the United States of America.
Right, that's right. And there is other funding going to support absence education besides the Title V funding. And that money is also at risk because if Title V gets defunded, that gives legislators an excuse to cut other federal funding.
Wow.
So there's actually, President Bush, there's actually quite a bit of federal funding going to support absence education. And what's happened is our, I'll say this in quotes, friends over at Planned Parenthood have decided to take this opportunity to say, sort of thumb their noses at President Bush and say, hey, you've been supporting absence education so long, this is now our turn. And so they've also introduced a Real Education Act, and it's being sponsored by Barbara Lee in the House.
What is it called?
It's called the Real Life Education Act.
Oh, my gosh. This is just like, I don't want to become too dramatic, but, it's like, the devil quoting scripture here. They're quoting, they're using the word life. You know, now they're invoking the gospel of life. This is outrageous.
Yes. So the whole idea behind that is let's take the funding away from the absence education programs. Let's put it towards comprehensive sex education programs, which we know is a misnomer.
Oh, yeah. I was in one of those comprehensive sex ed programs, and I mean, tons of my friends in high school got pregnant as a result. I mean, it was a huge disservice.
How effective they are.
Right.
But I know that several of your listeners have heard about the evaluation of the absence education program.
Yes.
So
Libby,
want to get into that when we have time.
Yes, actually, let's just head to a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about this funding for abstinence education, and we're going to talk about how you can make a difference, friends. And I'm sure there are many questions out there about this issue, and so give us a call. We're taking your calls right now. Lines are open. 312-751-1979. Maybe you're wondering, how is this going to impact my local community? Give us a call. 312-751-1979. We'll be right back talking with Libby Mackey of Project Reality here on Life Talk.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18-1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life. Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
Good morning. We are back on Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, we're talking about something that really makes a huge impact here, talking about abstinence education. What is its future? If federal funding is cut, we need to protect this funding and protect our youth and give them the very best education in order to make the best choices in their lives. We're talking with Libby Mackey, who is the Executive Director of Project Reality, a national abstinence education organization. And Libby, before we went to the break, well, first of all, I just want to invite phone calls. Give us a call. We're taking your questions and comments. We've got lines open right now at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. And Libby, before we went to the break, you were talking about federal abstinence education funding and how this is now at risk, and that the Title V funding is going to expire on June 30th unless people take some action. What can people do?
Well, first of all, people can call the Capital Switchboard, and Mary Louise, I think you mentioned you had that number handy for
yes,
them,
I do.
For your listeners.
Yes, I do. That's 202-224-3121. But what should they do when they call that number?
Well, they should ask for their federal representative.
Oh, Libby, number. By the way, Mike May is suggesting that we give out the home phone numbers of the legislators who want to discontinue abstinence education funding.
That's a great idea. Well, the first one that you should call at home, and the first office that I would suggest calling is Representative John Dingell. It's D-I-N-G-E-L-L, and you can look him up online. He's a legislator from the state of Michigan, and he is the chairman of the committee that this funding would fall under. And so, first
what is that
and foremost,
committee?
It is a committee on energy and commerce.
Energy and commerce. That's a strange committee for this. Okay.
Yes.
So people need to call 202-224-3121, ask for Representative John Dingell, and tell him to please reauthorize Title V abstinence education funding. Is that right?
That's right. And if you know people in Michigan, it's even more powerful if the calls come in from Michigan. But please don't let that stop you from calling his office. He is the chairman. Basically, at this point, so late in the game, it's very important that we direct calls to him, but also please call your representative and encourage them to put a word in with Representative Dingell, because it will make a difference.
Right. So
calls are very important. Letters, faxes, emails. You can go online and send an email to your congressman or woman and let them know that this is very important to you, and let them know why. Let them know your children are being inundated with sexual messages in the media, and they need to have this program to provide some balance for them.
Absolutely. So again, friends, please call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. First, ask for Representative John Dingell's office and ask him to please reauthorize Title V abstinence education funding, and then speak with your congressman or congresswoman. And if you don't know who your representative is, who is serving you in the U.S. House of Representatives, you can look that up at www.house.gov. That's www.house.gov. And again, the number is 202-224-3121. And we welcome your questions and comments at 312-751-1979. We're going to go to the phones right now. Miriam from Chicago. Miriam, thanks so much for calling Life Talk, and you are on the air with us.
Hello, ladies. I'm so happy that you guys are talking about this subject today. I recently, in the last week, have already spoken with my representative's office on this issue, encouraging them not to reinstate this abstinence program, because I'm really worried about what will happen. I'm a mother of four. I'm a retired OB-GYN.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's great.
I am pro-life, and I am helping my school implement a chastity program.
Fantastic.
I found out about calling my representative. I got email from the American Family Action League, I think it was called.
Oh, maybe American Family Institute, maybe.
Not the Institute. It was AFA. And
they
were very helpful. They told me exactly how to get my representative's number and who to talk to, ask for legislative assistance, and then what to say. Because sometimes you just don't know what to say when you call them. But I encourage everybody to call. I called Dan Lipinski's office. He's my representative. And I'm so glad you mentioned Dingell. I will be calling today if I have a chance.
Thank you.
This is really important for our kids. I encourage you and support you in everything that you do. Ms. Mackey, it's just a big coincidence that my mom has been part of Project Reality for a very long time in the Chicago public school system.
Oh, great.
Oh, wonderful.
And I just think that it's so important for our children. Like you said, there are so many sexual images, video, bulletin boards, just sexual encouragement everywhere they go. They are so bombarded. I always tell people, why can't they be bombarded with abstinence?
Right.
And just self-respect and respect for others. And I really love Project Reality. In my school, we're going to do another program that's actually Catholic-based because we can talk about morals and ethics there, and I love that. And I encourage everybody to call. And
this is
so important. And people don't think that it's a lifestyle that for ourselves or for our children, but it is, and we should encourage it. And keep this in our prayers, too.
Absolutely.
I really think it's very important.
Well, Miriam, thank you so much for your call.
Thank
and if you.
You
could hang on the line, actually, I've asked Margie Breen, who is our producer, to chat with you because we're trying to get together some doctors to help us in some of these efforts. So if you could stay on the line, Margie's going to chat with you. Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And
thank you.
And Libby, you know, Miriam, we need to head to a break, but Miriam made a great point, which is some people think this is unrealistic, but actually more and more teens are living out abstinence.
Absolutely. And when she was talking about the Chicago Public Schools, those are the kids that we primarily serve, our young people in the cities and in the areas where there may be a lot of poverty and they may not be getting this message at home. They may be coming from single-parent families. So we really need to keep these programs going. Thank you, Miriam.
Absolutely. And friends, we're going to head to another break, but when we come back, we're going to be discussing this in our last segment with Libby Mackey of Project Reality. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. Again, that's 312-751-1979. We need to protect abstinence education funding so that we can help our young people make the best choices. Give us a call and stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
It has been a rewarding, often hectic, and definitely a memorable few weeks for Francis Cardinal George as he celebrates 10 years as Archbishop of Chicago. We had cameras at the various anniversary events, and during the next half hour, we'll bring you the highlights of how this milestone was really a celebration of the Catholic faith here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Neff. Weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're talking with Libby Mackey of Project Reality, and we're heading into our last segment on this. It's going to be a shortened segment, but we're talking about abstinence education, and folks, it is at risk. $50 million a year is currently allocated for abstinence education under Title V funding. It was signed into law by President Clinton in 1996, and now some folks in Congress want to discontinue this. They want to give our teens a message that is not the best, saying, you know, we know you don't have what it takes to make the best choice, so instead, you know, use contraception. And that is such a destructive message for our young people. It's destructive for them physically because many sexually transmitted diseases are passed in spite of so-called safe sex. It's not really safe. It's destructive for them emotionally. Studies indicate that sexually active teens are at significantly increased risk for depression and suicidal attempts. It's a destructive message for them spiritually, inducing them to do something that is totally against God's law, and that's going to really have major negative impacts on their lives. So, Libby, we need to mobilize people to get them to call the Capitol. Call the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. Ask for Representative John Dingell of Michigan and tell him, please reauthorize Title V funding, and also call your own congressman or congresswoman. Again, that Capitol switchboard number is 202-224-3121, or you can go to www.house.gov. So, Libby, you we just have a couple minutes left, but do you want to briefly address, you know, there have been a lot of fake studies recently condemning abstinence education. Do you want to just briefly address those?
Yes, I do, because I think your listeners will hear about these in the media and even when they call their congressional offices if they have a congressman or woman who disagrees with abstinence education, they may cite a federal study that was just released on abstinence education. And basically, the long and short of it is that this study was flawed. It cost us $7 million of our tax money.
Holy cow, $7 million? We could do a lot of good with that money.
We certainly could, and I know you know how much good we could do with that money. But the study, the important thing to note about the study, and you can go on our website, www.projectreality.org, and read more about the study in our news section. A couple things about the study. They were studying young people as young as third grade.
Wow.
Which is not really where abstinence education is focused.
Yeah, I don't know of a single program that works with third graders. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. The other important point to make is that in several, they only studied four programs out of 700 to 900 across the country that are funded through Title V money. They studied four programs, and out of these four programs, which, you know, may have been good programs, but they only got less than half of one of the programs did the children actually finish the program. So it's very difficult to take results like that and say, okay, well, if less than half of the kids finish the program, then the program doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you run into a lot of issues when it comes with
evaluations. Yeah, I mean, that could be just, right, you know, a bureaucrat not doing their job and running the program, or, you know, the school dropping the ball. I mean, there are so many different issues with that.
Or the parent taking a child out of the program because they don't feel that the program's appropriate for their third grader.
Right. So, or a kid moving. I mean, there are lots of issues. Also, Libby, I remember because I was working with Best Friends at the time, which is another huge abstinence education program, not quite the size of Project Reality, but one of the biggest. And Elaine Bennett, I remember she exploded and walked out of the meeting because the way that they were going to set up the evaluation she felt was totally flawed because they were comparing students in the program in a school to students not in the program in a school. Elaine feels strongly, and studies have shown with the Best Friends program, that there's a real overlapping effect, that students, even who are not in the program, are influenced by their friends who are. And so, therefore, a more accurate study is to show students in the program in a school and then students in another school who have no abstinence education program to compare from comparable schools the impact. So that was one of the major problems. But I'm amazed, $7 million and all these flaws in this study. Only four programs, too. I mean, there are hundreds. That's amazing.
That's right. So I thank you for the time to be on your program, and also just encourage your listeners to call. It really will make a difference for the lives of young people across America.
Great. Thank you so much. That's Libby Mackey from Project Reality. Libby, keep up your great work.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
And we're heading to a break right now. And friends, when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Jeff Cavins, a nationally renowned speaker, author, and scripture scholar. And we'll also be giving out that number for the Capitol Switchboard one more time to make sure that we can continue abstinence education funding in the United States. So stay with us, friends. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, friends, and we are back with our second half of the Life Talk radio program this morning, discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we had just such a stimulating conversation with Libby Mackey from Project Reality, talking about abstinence education funding, and it is at risk, my friends. And so our action alert that we were talking about was to call your congressman in Washington, D.C., and also to call Representative John Dingell, who chairs the Energy and Commerce Committee, and urge them to reauthorize abstinence education funding. And that number, again, for the Capitol Switchboard is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. You know, there's a real tie between contraceptive sex education and abortion providers. Generally, those who provide abortions are also providing contraceptive sex ed, and, you know, these folks are feeling threatened because more and more teens are making that decision to, you know, save that beautiful gift of sexuality for marriage, and that is cutting in on their profits. So we need to continue protecting this wonderful abstinence education. It's made such a huge impact on our youth, and we need to continue with that. So please take action today for this important issue to save that $50 million a year. It's going to be running out at the end of this month unless we take action, friends. So please take time to do that. And now we are going from taking action to spiritual growth and learning more about Christ and our faith, because that's got to be the center of everything we do, of course. And I'm so excited. We have a wonderful guest with us, Jeff Cavins, who, friends, I know that many of you know him from all of his great work on Relevant Radio, where he was the host of Morning Air. And then before that, he was the host of Life on the Rock, which was a program that was had a huge impact on my development as a young adult. And now Jeff is a renowned speaker and author. He's a scripture scholar. He travels all over the world leading pilgrimages, and he's making a huge impact on our church and the lives of so many of us. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
Mary Louise, it's good to be with you.
And should I tell our listeners, too, that you're also a good friend? We've known each other, let's see, I think when I was Miss Wisconsin, which now I'm just a has-been, but that was, I think it was like 1999. I sent you an email, and then I was on Life on the Rock, and that was how we first met. That was such a huge blessing for me.
That's right, and we really enjoyed it. And you had a big impact on those who watched Life on the Rock, and it was great to get to know your parents. And you know, you're a Badger fan, but that's okay.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm a Badger fan, and let's see, you're for the Gophers, is that right? In Minnesota, okay. We're always having that Wisconsin-Minnesota rivalry. So, so anyway, but Jeff, I'm just so inspired by your work, and you're continuing to do so many great things. You're now traveling all over the country, speaking about your Great Adventure Bible Study.
Right. Yeah, you know, Bible studies are really taking off among Catholic laity right now in the country, and there's a number of really good studies out there. And what I'm involved with is the Great Adventure, A Journey Through the Bible, which is a basic 24-week walk through the Bible that we offer parishes on DVD, as well as doing a one-day seminar on weekends at parishes around the country. And I'll tell you, it's incredible what's happening in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. We have every week 4,500 students coming live every week.
Wow.
To study. And now about 800 parishes around the country using the Great Adventure. And the idea behind the Great Adventure really is that people would come into contact, have an encounter with Jesus Christ and God's marvelous salvation history story.
Oh, that is so important. That is really powerful. Some of our listeners may have a question or a comment. And friends, I encourage you to give us a call at 312-751-1979. Maybe you'd like to chat about Bible study with Jeff. Maybe you have an experience. Maybe you've used the Great Adventure Bible Timeline and you want to talk with Jeff about that. So give us a call. We'd love to chat with you at 312-751-1979. We're chatting with Jeff Cavins, who is a nationally renowned speaker, author, and scripture scholar. And Jeff, I understand that you are going to be speaking. In fact, you're kind of the host of an upcoming conference that's going to be in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
That's right. Coming up on July 12th, 13th, and 14th, we're really going to have one big conference, but it's divided into two conferences, really. On July 12th and part of the 13th, we have what we call Called to Lead. And that's a special conference geared towards equipping directors of religious education, adult faith formation leaders, Bible study leaders, really anyone who is interested in teaching the Word of God to understand the Bible and lead effective parish scripture studies. That's what that conference is for. It's to equip them to be a better leader, to inform them about how we study the Bible as Catholics, give them some encouragement in working with their parish. It's amazing how many people feel alone, you know, in their parish. They're trying to do a good work, and and they hit obstacles and things like that. So we want to help them out. So we have a special Called to Lead conference on July 12th and 13th. And then, on the evening of the 13th through the 14th, we have the National Catholic Bible Study Conference, and that's for everybody. That's for absolutely everybody that just wants to come and get inspired about God's Word and learn, you know, more in depth of how we study the Bible as Catholics and some of the great treasures.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, Jeff, I'm so glad you're doing this because I have to say that there are a lot of parish kind of scripture study programs, but a lot of times the people who are running them, like, they don't know anything more than I do, frankly. You know what I mean? And,
sure.
You know, we're not, you know, they don't really understand very much of the Bible. It's more like just getting together, you know, you read the readings and you kind of say what you think about them. And sometimes it may be aligned with the faith or sometimes it isn't. So it's really great that you are actually equipping those who are doing this catechesis in the parishes.
Well, you know, we have a responsibility given to us by Jesus Christ in Matthew's gospel in the last chapter to go into the world and make disciples. And it's really not enough just to come up with good Bible studies and put on a good Bible study on DVD, but we have to go beyond that. We have to teach people to be leaders, and we have to pass this on to the next generation. And, you know, Catholicism in the kingdom of God isn't just a now thing, but it transcends, you know, decades. It goes on and on, and we have to think that way.
Amen.
in training people. So we're really putting our efforts right now into training leaders and helping people conduct Bible studies and to learn to study the Bible themselves. And
that's
we're
great.
just great results right now.
Oh, that is terrific. You know, we need to head to a break, but when we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Jeff Cavins, nationally renowned speaker, author, and scripture scholar, about this Called to Lead conference and the National Catholic Bible Conference coming up on July 12th through 14th. And we'll be talking about just the Bible in general. You know, as Catholics, for many of us, this is uncharted waters. And we need to really discuss this. We need to get to know our faith, and we're going to be chatting with Jeff about that. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. We'd love to take your questions or comments. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And we're back with Life Talk. We're chatting with Jeff Cavins, who is a nationally renowned scripture scholar, speaker, author, radio show host, television show host. This guy does it all in sharing the faith with us. And we are welcoming your questions and comments at 312-751-1979. So, Jeff, you're talking about the Called to Lead Conference and the National Catholic Bible Conference coming up on July 12th through 14th at Dominican University here in the Archdiocese. This sounds like a great opportunity for pretty much anyone who wants to get to know Christ better.
Well, I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity, and we put together a number of really good speakers to come into Chicago and to be a blessing. We have, for example, Dr. Tim Gray, who received his doctorate at Catholic University, one of the really bright scholars.
Oh yeah,
today.
I've heard him speak. He's great. He's almost as good as you, Jeff.
But then we also have Dr. Ted Sree.
Oh,
and,
yes.
From Denver.
He's terrific. Yes.
Both of them are really good. And Matt Pinto will be here, the publisher of Ascension Press. Dr.
Right.
Mary Healy, who teaches at the Notre Dame Graduate School of Christendom College, she's going to be with us. Also.
Oh, great! You know, I've heard a lot about her and her work. I think that's going to be terrific. These are all tremendous speakers. You know, we have actually a caller on the line. Kurt from Janesville, Wisconsin is on the line. Kurt, thanks so much for calling into Life Talk this morning.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and thank so much for having Jeff on the air. We at St. John Vianney,
parish in Janesville. We are right now on session 8 of the Great Adventure series, and I want to tell you, this series ties in the bloodline of Christ, starting with Adam and Eve, and Jeff ties in the Old Testament with the New Testament, and the typology, it's the prefigurement of Christ throughout the Old Testament, and I think that's something that many Bible studies don't do.
Yes.
Also, Jeff has a very dry sense of humor, but we all laugh. For instance, manna, he calls banana bread.
Now, Kurt, you're giving away all my secrets.
I know.
That is great. So, Kurt, your parish is doing Jeff Caven's Great Adventure Bible Study then.
Yes, we are. We do intend to finish all 24 sessions.
That's great.
And I just read the Book of Numbers, and I thought, oh, no, I thought it's all genealogy. I've got to do this one week. It is a tremendous book if you read it. It gives an excellent account of Moses wandering through the desert.
Well, you know, Mary Louise, what Kurt is saying is so important. What he is demonstrating in his call really is that Catholics, as far as scripture study goes, it's not the want to. They want to study. It's the how to. And what we hope to do is to introduce laity to the greatest story ever, salvation history, in a way that is accessible. They can get their arms around it, and that's one of the greatest fears, frankly, that many Catholics have, is they're afraid that they're not going to be able to get it. They're afraid they're going to do violence to the Word of God. They're not going to understand it. And certainly, all of the laity who come to the conference are not going to become great biblical scholars. That's not the goal. The goal is to encounter Jesus Christ and have a life-changing experience like Kurt has experienced.
Oh, that is great. Kurt, how does your parish do the Great Adventure Bible Study? I mean, when do you get together, and do you watch the DVD of Jeff, and how do you do that?
Yes, we do. We get together on Wednesday night from 6:45 till about 8:15. The lecture from Jeff runs about 50 minutes. We do the readings the week before, like session 8, like I read Numbers this last week. And then Jeff gives a very good explanation and a lot of insight on the Book of Numbers, and leads you into the next session. So, and he's got a great sense of humor and tremendous insight. There are things that I've learned that I could not believe about the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In other words, the Old Testament is hidden in the New Testament. And the insights are tremendous. And Jeff, I just think you're great. You have a great presence on the video, and anybody that sees this is blessed to see it.
Oh, praise God. Okay. Well, Kurt, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For your call.
Thank you so much.
Jeff,
all right.
This is so exciting. You know, I mean, you're touching lives of people all over the country. I want to get back to this conference, but let's just tell people real briefly, where can they get the Great Adventure Bible series and so forth? You know, let's say, you know, I bet there are a lot of people in the Archdiocese right now listening, and even beyond the Archdiocese. You know, Kurt was calling from Janesville, Wisconsin. I didn't even know that we reached up there with the signal. But how do people get the study, basically?
Well, you can get the study at the website, which is greatadventureonline.com. One big word, greatadventureonline.com. Or you can call. You can call by calling 1-800-376-0520. That's 1-800-376-0520. And there's people standing by that can tell you all about this system. Not only is it 24 weeks through the Bible, but after that we have 24 weeks through the Gospel of Matthew, and then 20 weeks through Acts of the Apostles, and then 10 weeks through Revelation.
That is great. You know, I think, too, that people, you know, after people do learn about our faith in the Bible, you know, I think that they're more able to evangelize, for example, about being pro-life and things like that, that when we're more rooted in Christ, we're able to then communicate our faith with others and live it out more ourselves as well.
I think you're exactly right. And I think one of the reasons that some Catholics do not share their faith with others is they feel ill-equipped. They feel like if somebody brings up the Bible, that they're not going to be able to answer. Therefore, they don't say anything. But you know, it doesn't take that much time to really get your arms around the big picture of salvation history, and then you've got the rest of your life to go into it in more detail and mm-hmm. become more acquainted with each story and all of the various, you know, characters in the Bible. And what makes this study
so different is that, you know, the Bible doesn't just stand out there for private interpretation. This is a book, really a series of books, a library of 73 books that has been given to us by the church, meant to be interpreted in the heart of the church and lived out and celebrated in the context of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think makes it so unique, is that it's not some private interpretation, but the church helps us understand the story.
Yes, this is definitely something everybody, I think, should do before they die, for sure. And sooner versus later. We need to head to a break, and Marianne from Chicago, we've got you on the line. Hang with us. We'll get to you right after the break. Friends, this is our last call for phone calls as we're heading into our last segment with Jeff Cavins, a nationally renowned scripture scholar, author, and speaker. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. You're listening to Relevant Radio, 820 AM. We'll be right back after this break. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. We'll talk with you in just a minute.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God's Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African-American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
And we're heading into the home stretch for our Life Talk program this morning, friends. I'm so excited that you've been with us. We're chatting with Jeff Cavins, who is a nationally renowned scripture scholar, speaker, author. He was the host of Morning Air on Relevant Radio for a long time, involved in the founding of that. And also, he hosted Life on the Rock on EWTN for years, personally invited by Mother Angelica to do so. This guy is making such a tremendous impact on the lives of people all over the country and beyond with his Great Adventure Bible Study, and he's coming to Chicago on July 12th through 14th for the Called to Lead Conference and the National Catholic Bible Conference. Those are taking place July 12th through 14th. You can find out more by going to www.calledtolead.com. And Jeff, we've got a caller on the line. We're going to head to the phones right away. Marianne from Chicago, thanks so much for calling Life Talk this morning.
Well, you're welcome.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Jeff.
And Marianne, tell us your question or comment. I understand that you were in Jeff's Great Adventure Bible Study. You did the 24-week program.
I did. I did all 24 weeks. It was awesome. I also saw Jeff in a parish in Lombard when he did the weekend Great Adventure Bible a while back. But, no, the series was awesome. My question is, I've had three boys go through Catholic high school, and their second year in high school is always the Bible. And I've kind of seen it done three different ways and not really impressed each time. So I'm just wondering, I love your, you know, Great Bible Adventure. Is there one that they could actually use in a high school setting?
Wow, that is a great question, Marianne. And you know, years past, I'd have to say, you know, we really need to do that. But I'm happy to tell you we did it.
All right.
And we have a brand new Bible Timeline Great Adventure in it for teens, and it's called T3. The letter T, the Teen Timeline, T3.
Okay.
And Mark Hart in Phoenix did it. He used our system, and he adapted it for teens. And I'll tell you what, this program, as the kids say, rocks. This thing really, really rocks, and they love it. And you can find out more about that on thegreatadventureonline.com, greatadventureonline.com.
Great.
And we actually did some experimenting with this, with teens, to find out, you know, if they connected with them. So we had a group, a pilot group in Philadelphia of teens who, by their own admission, didn't want to be there. And they went through it. Their parents made them go. And at the end, they said, "Mom, Dad, this is awesome. For the first time, I understand
God.
The Bible. I
oh,
understand.
That's great. That's
and is
great.
It something you can actually, like, use as a high school teacher, like not outside high school, but as your second year religion class, you know?
Yes.
Just,
yeah,
okay.
you can
have
adapt
they done
it.
That?
You can adapt it. Yeah, okay. You can adapt it for that. And by the way, coming up at the Call to Lead conference in Chicago, Sean Dalton from Focus, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, he's going to be there, and he's going to be talking about Bible study and young people also.
Great.
Okay. One last quick question.
Okay, that, Marianne, we got to wrap
it
up quick here.
The first part of that weekend, is it for anybody, or I know you said the second part of your weekend here is for everybody. If you're not in a leadership role, can you go to those first 2 days anyway?
Yes, you can. Anybody who's interested in just, you know, we're all leaders. We're all called to lead, whether it's your children or your neighbor. We're all called to lead people to Christ. So anybody who's interested in the leadership conference, they can come, and
great,
then the for both of them. You can come to both of them. But we wanted to make the second part open to the public who may not feel like they want to take any courses on leadership.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Marianne. God bless you. And, Jeff, we're just getting bombarded with calls here, so we're going to take one more. But could you just put out that information really quickly on the Call to Lead conference? Again, it's July 12th through 14th, and people can go to calledtolead.com. Is that right? And that has the information
right.
on both conferences?
Right. Or they can call 1-888-842-2853. That's 888-842-2853, and they'll give you all the information.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. And Danny from Cary, Illinois, is calling in. And Danny, we've just got like 20 seconds. Just fill us in, though. We wanted to take your call. You're here on Life Talk with us.
Thank you. Jeff, you're awesome. We've listened to your thing, set your venture Bible study. It's great. I just wanted to say one thing. I think it's very important when we talk about interpreting the Bible from the heart of what the church teaches, that the catechism is specific in paragraphs 101 to 141, which explains how they do that, because otherwise then we're reading it and we're doing exactly like what you talked about before. Well, what does it mean to you? And that's really not what Scripture is.
Right.
You're right. And the church gives us wonderful guidelines, and you nailed it right there. And they're great guidelines, and everybody should be reading the Bible with those in mind.
Terrific. Danny, thanks so much for calling. And Jeff, we're so blessed to have you on the show. You know, we've just got about a minute left. What would you like to share with our listeners before we log off for Life Talk for today?
Well, number one, it's been great talking to you, Mary Louise, and always is. It's great seeing you. I would just say this, that there's nothing greater to be called to than God's tremendous story, and our lives will really only make sense in light of His story for the world. And the way we come to know that, according to John Paul II, he said the first order of encounter is in Scripture, where we encounter Jesus Christ. And I want to let everyone know, this is for everybody. If you've never read the Bible before, come and get introduced to how to read the Bible the Catholic way. It will reap dividends the rest of your life. It'll be wonderful. And we need to pass this on to our children. With so many kids leaving the church in college, we need to introduce them to the greatest story ever, the most compelling story ever.
Absolutely. Jeff, that's so powerful. You know, many people may feel intimidated about reading the Bible, but this is a conference for everybody, and it could be a great introduction, or it could be a great development for those who are more familiar with it sounds like.
Exactly. It's for everybody, and it's the story that's going to continue on throughout eternity. We might as well get a jump start now.
Amen. And again, friends, that's Jeff Cavins, and he's going to be speaking along with many other scripture scholars at the National Catholic Bible Conference and the Called to Lead Conferences. Those are taking place July 12th through 14th at Dominican University in River Forest, which is just west of the city. You can go to www.calledtolead.com, or again, Jeff, that 800 number was...
That 1-800 number is 888-842-2853.
Great. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
And that was Jeff Cavins. And we'll see you next month, friends, here on Life Talk. Have a very blessed month. God bless you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.